Bezras Hashem, our halacha topic for Daf Lamed Aleph is the topic of Binyan L'Sha'a, constructing something that might qualify as Boneh, but it being temporary. How do we paskin on that discussion? And in practical terms, what's the halacha in regards to using Lego and other items like that on Shabbos? Normally when we do a halacha topic from the Daily Daf, we try to find the topic of the daf in the Shulchan Aruch. This is one of those cases where going to the Shulchan Aruch will not be that effective. In fact, we have to start with a Shailos Tshuva Sefer. The Chassam Sefer in Aruch Chaim, Tshuva Ayin Beis, is medayik for our Gemara, an important halacha. And many poskim use this approach to the Chassam Sefer halacha lemaisa, even though it's not clear that we could find a direct raya to it from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, and for that matter, the Mishnah Berurah. Our Gemara had told us that there is an opinion that holds that the only time Soyser al Manas Livnois is Chayiv, if you destroy a building in order to build it, again, that you're going to be Chayiv is if you build in the same place. The Gemara asks, what about the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, which is the source for all Malachos Shabbos, they would deconstruct it and then build it in another place. That must prove that Soser al Manas Livnos Shalobim Komo is Chayiv. The Gemara answers and says, no, the Pasuk al Pi Hashem Yachanu, that since it was dependent on the Tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's considered Soser al Manas Livnos Bimekomo. Rabbeinu Chananel explains the Teretz of the Gemara, that since the taking down of the Mishkan was not done intentionally to build another place, it was done to bring it wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be brought, and wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be built again. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say that he wants to build it in the same spot, that's what they would do. They were not taking it down never to be built again from that spot. They were taking it down to build it again by the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever he would say it. And therefore, it was so Soser al Manas Livnos Bechol Makom Sheyesh. That's what it seems is the Pshat Rabbeinu Chananel, and therefore it's considered B'makom HaZegam, even in that place as well. For our Halacha L'maisa application, the Yerushalmi, in the end of Perek Klal Gadol, seems to use the idea of Rabbeinu Chananel, according to one opinion there, for an important Halacha L'maisa application in regards to Binyan L'Shah. Yerushalmi asks a different question of how you could learn from the Mishkan. Ask the Yerushalmi, v'lav l'shah haya, was it not l'shah? To which the Gemara says, no, it wasn't l'shah, because it was al-pi ha-dibur. Everything was dependent on the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore when they rested, they were resting forever until HaKadosh Baruch Hu would command them otherwise. Very similar to the idea that we have also in Rabbeinu Chananel and Aruch Gemara, that it's not being entirely removed from that place, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu might decide that we should put it back in that place. It's not l'sha, because the Lashon HaGemara is al pi ha-dibur kama ha-yishayu chaynim la'olam. It was all dependent on the word of Hashem, and when they put the Mishkan down, then it was there la'olam until HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell them otherwise. The Chassam Sofer in Tshuva Ayin Beis says, based on the fact that our Gemara quotes this notion, al pi Hashem yachnu v'al pi Hashem yiso, that it makes the construction of the Mikdash as being a construction that's la'olam. In other words, our Gemara uses the fact that it's a divine command to say that the Mishkan was different, and to say normally, as the Yerushalmi had said, that Binyan L'Shah would not be considered a Binyan. The Chassam Sofer claims that by using the same Pasuk, the Gemara is substantiating that opinion in the Yerushalmi. If that's so, the Chassam Sofer claims that we paskin Binyan L'Shah Lav Binyan, and the Mishkan in our Sugya is different because the Mishkan could be in any place, and for the Sugya in the Yerushalmi, the Mishkan is not an example of Binyan L'Shah because the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kavua. But if someone else was taking up and down a tent, and there it wasn't al pi tzivui Hashem, then constructing the tent, if he knew it was going to move, would be considered a binyan l'shah. It's for this reason that Chassam Sofer concludes, in contradistinction to the opinion of the Noda Yehuda, who writes in Madura Basra Simin Lamed, that the opening of an umbrella would constitute an Isur Daraisa, the Chassam Sofer says that even if it is bona, it's binyan l'shah, and would not be an Isur D'oraisa. Ultimately, the Chassam Sofer is not matir opening an umbrella, but he claims that it should be ostensibly mutter from the side of Binyan L'Shah. Ultimately, he comes out l'chumra for other technical reasons. Now, there are some Acharim that disagree with the Chassam Sofer. We'll just give you Mar Mekomos, the Or Sameach in Perek Yud, Halach Yud Beis in Hilchos Shabbos, as well as the Yeshuas Yaakov, the Binyan Olam. Chaim Avadya quotes many of them in his Tshuvas, Yechaves Das, Chelik Dalid, Simin Nun Hei, and Simin Nun Vav. But at the end of the day, Chacham Avadya, as well as the Tzitz Eliezer Chelik Yud Gimel, goes with this approach as well. The Sefer Gedulas Mordechai, quoted in an excellent Likud Sefer Yisodei Halacha in Simin Yud, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Gedulas Mordechai, suggests a pshara in the Machlokis Hachronim that emerges for the Chassam Sofer from how we read our Gemara, and that is that since there is the opinion that we paskin like in Shin Yud Dalad Mi'ikur Dedina Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim, so then at least in Kelim there's a lot of room to be makil. Because even if we're going to say that this opinion of Binyan L'Shah is incorrect, nevertheless, even by Kelim, where despite the fact that we have certain caveats and we don't paskin Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim at a sof, nevertheless Mi'ikur Dedina we pass game binyan v'stira b'kelim. Hence, there's room to be makel when it comes to things that are not mechuba l'karka vis-a-vis binyan l'sha'a. Hence, in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in the older editions, Perek Tez Zayin Os Yud Ches, Sak is presented in the following parva manner. Ein lim noas he yaladim, a person doesn't have to hold back children, milivnos bikubiot uba avne pela, al kol minehem. From what I understand, avne pela also includes Lego as well. Avalim yesh tzorach lechaberes hachalokim bebragim o letokam, ze beze heitev osur. If there needs to be screwing done, then that, we know, is an iser. Any time that there is the screwing of pieces, that's midrabbanan, because it's domeh to the actual bone itself. However, if pieces don't have to be screwed in such a case, the halacha is one does not need to stop children. In the footnote, in the previous edition, footnote Nun Gimel, in the end of the day, Reb Shlomo Zalman has a concern with the lashon k'tsas yesh lodun, then maybe he says maybe this is different. Kivan she'ena avanim mechubaro zu lezu, since they're not attached as one unit, when it comes to avnei pela sheregilin lasas ben tzura shonos, every time you make it into a different construct, right? The child one day wants to make a large house, and then one day a tall building. Therefore, efshar d'chashuv kol pam kos adavar mechadash. For that reason, one should consider it every time as if they're doing a new construct. And for some reason, Reb Shlomo Zalman thought that would be a problem. When discussing this with Reb Nevinzal Shlita, Reb Nevinzal, of course, will never disagree with Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he felt that the original psak should stand. And the reason he thought it should, he quoted to me, was because it qualifies as binyan l'shah. So it seems that poskim today will use, based on our Gemara, the heter of binyan l'shah, that if it's something that is normally made and taken apart, we saw that Gedulas Mordechai is not willing to do that when we have real bona that's at stake when it's mechuber l'karka. In regards to Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim, because there are many instances that we are machmir in Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim, if it's a Binyan L'Shah, the poskim will be Mekel, and we saw in the Shmir Shabbos where he's Me'ikar Dedina Mekel when it comes to Lego. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Lamed Aleph.